Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Kashi Tamil Sangamam 4.0. The participants are K.G. Suresh, socio-cultural analyst, and Ajit Kumar Sinha, Chief Regional Manager, IRCTC North Zone, Lucknow. Moderator is Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent.
Kashi Tamil Sangamam 4.0 started off in Varanasi this evening. The first edition of Kashi Tamil Sangamam was organized in the year 2022. Over the years, a number of new changes have also been introduced in the Sangamam to make it more interesting as well as inclusive. To know more about this year's edition, we are now joined by Professor K.G. Suresh, Director, India Habitat Center, an expert on cultural affairs. Professor Suresh, welcome to Akashvani News.
Thank you.
Professor Suresh, first of all, I would like to understand from you, what is the significance of Kashi Tamil Sangamam when we discuss the essence of Bharat?
We have been a nation for centuries, and for us, the concept of nation or Rashtra has not been geographical, it has been cultural. And culturally, we have been linked to each other, though we have been in different principalities and kingdoms we have been divided into. But culturally, that thread of unity was always there. And you have seen during Adi Shankaracharya's time, how he established the mutts in four corners of the country. So the people of Tamil Nadu and Kashi have been linked to each other through centuries. What the Kashi Tamil Sangamam endeavors to do is to reinforce, to reaffirm, to carry forward that cultural and civilizational link between Tamil Nadu and Kashi. So for centuries, it has been in terms of linguistics, in terms of philosophy, in terms of architecture, in terms of culture, there have been linkages. And over the years, this Kashi Tamil Sangamam, which started in 2022 at the initiative of the Honorable Prime Minister Modi, now we are every time bringing in some new innovation. So this time, one of the focus areas is let us learn Tamil. This Tamil is very important in the sense that it is one of the oldest languages on earth. And we also, Kashi is the hub of Sanskrit, which is one of our greatest classical languages. So it is a sangamam of languages also. Kashi is known for its Sanskrit pandits. So is Tamil Nadu known for its Sanskrit pandits and Tamil pandits. Kashi and Tenkasi down south. It is called the Southern Kashi, Tenkasi. Now, this Southern Kashi has been there as an idea which connected the people of Tamil Nadu to Kashi. So this spiritual relationship, this cultural relationship has been there for centuries. What this initiative does is to further deepen it, because it is important that students up north also, because we have a lot of South Indians, particularly Tamilians, who speak Hindi. But it is also important for people up north and particularly in states like Uttar Pradesh to learn Tamil, because our national education policy also encourages the three language formula. So this gives an opportunity to learn the basics of Tamil.
In fact, Professor Suresh, as you mentioned earlier, that on the initiative of Prime Minister Narendra Modi back in 2022, this entire Kashi Tamil Sangamam was started. So before we progress, let's listen to what Prime Minister has to say for this year's edition while speaking in Man Ki Baat.
Vishwa ki sabse purani bhasha aur vishwa ke sabse prachin shaharon mein se ek shahar, in dono ka sangam hamesha adbhut hota hai. Main baat kar raha hoon Kashi Tamil Sangamam ki. 2 दिसंबर से काशी के नमो घाट पर चौथा काशी तमिल संगमम शुरू हो रहा है। इस बार के काशी तमिल संगमम की थीम बहुत ही रोचक है, लर्न तमिल, तमिल कर कलम। काशी तमिल संगमम उन सभी लोगों के लिए एक महत्वपूर्ण मंच बन गया है जिन्हें तमिल भाषा से लगाव है। काशी के लोगों से जब भी बात होती है तो वो हमेशा बताते हैं कि काशी तमिल संगमम का हिस्सा बनना उन्हें बहुत अच्छा लगता है। यहाँ उन्हें कुछ नया सीखने और नए नए लोगों से मिलने का अवसर मिलता है। इस बार भी काशीवासी पूरे जोश और उत्साह के साथ तमिलनाडु से आने वाले अपने भाई बहनों का स्वागत करने के लिए बहुत उत्सुक है। मेरा आप सभी से आग्रह है कि आप काशी तमिल संगमम का हिस्सा जरूर बने। इसके साथ ही ऐसे और भी मंचों के बारे में सोचें जिनसे एक भारत श्रेष्ठ भारत की भावना मजबूत हो।
Moving ahead, Professor Suresh, this year, 8-day curated tours have also been organized, which will cover Varanasi, Prayagraj and Ayodhya, and will also visit major cultural and spiritual sites. So, in your opinion, when we visit cultural and spiritual sites, what kind of insights will get? How important it is to blend the gap between the two cultures through these visits?
You have seen that due to some historical narratives, misgivings, political communication, you would see a lot of misunderstanding between different peoples, different ethnic groups, different language groups. But when you visit a place, your horizons widen. So a lot of misunderstanding gets resolved when you visit a place, see with your own eyes, when you see the hospitality of the people, when you see the culture of the people, you appreciate it better. Rather than sitting from a distance and watching some distorted reels, it is important for youngsters because once they go back, they will be telling to their classmates, their colleagues, their friends, their peer groups, their parents, their relatives, what exactly was there. If you see, Prime Minister, for example, has been telling all of us to use our LTC to travel to the Northeast because there was such a communication gap between the Northeast and the rest of the country. So this is a unique initiative, and I'm sure that when these people visit our cultural centers up north, like Ayodhya ji, like Prayagraj, like Kashi, I'm sure that there a lot of misunderstanding would disappear and it would further strengthen the emotional, spiritual, cultural, linguistic relation between the two parts of the country.
From Kanyakumari to Banaras, Kashi Tamil Sangamam is building a bridge between Tamil Nadu and Varanasi, a blend of two cultures signifying the Ek Bharat Shreshth Bharat. Along with Kanyakumari, there are other stations as well from which the train facilities will be available for the delegates to travel. And to know more about it, we are joined by Chief Regional Manager IRCTC North Zone Lucknow, Mr. Ajit Kumar Sinha. Mr. Sinha, welcome to Akashvani News.
Thank you.
Mr. Sinha, I would like to understand from you, what role is IRCTC playing in facilitating travel and how important it is to make it a comfortable and memorable one for all the delegates?
I would like to say that this version of Kashi Tamil Sangam is aiming at learning Tamil. So Tamil Karakalam is the motto of this Kashi Tamil Sangamam, and IRCTC's role in entire process from very beginning to end is to make the journey comfortable, safe and memorable for each of the participants who is going to participate. The originating points from Tamil Nadu, Kanyakumari, Madras and Coimbatore, these three places from where the trains will originate, and special trains have been formed for this purpose. There are 7 groups who will come in Varanasi, and each group will carry 216 people. In fact, carrying different sections, categories of the society, like students, teachers, writers, media professionals, agricultural and allied sector people, professionals and artisans, women and spiritual groups. So these groups will be coming in different trains, and the first group has arrived today in Varanasi, and after traveling in train journey, they will reach Varanasi, wherein they will have 2 days stay at Varanasi. After that, they will proceed to Prayagraj and Ayodhya, and there will be 4 days traveling over here in Varanasi, Prayagraj and Ayodhya. And the idea is to make them aware of the common footprints of Kashi and Tamil, the North Indian and South Indian culture. And wherever those points are existing, they are exposed to those points, they rediscover those points, and then they share their cultural tributes with the people of North India. And it is something wherein each of the participants, in fact, earns a memorable experience of their lifetime. And IRCTC plays a very important role in terms of making their journey comfortable. And as per their food habits in the train, and when they come to Varanasi, they are welcomed. then they stay in comfortably in the hotels, then they travel in the cities and they visit all the important places of tourist importance. Say, for example, they visit Kasi Viswanatha Temple, Annapurnaji Temple and Visalakshimi Temple. And then they visit Namo Ghat, which is the expression of the latest development in Varanasi, wherein exhibitions, stalls have been created over there. They are exposed to those stalls and they visit various developmental programs, schemes. They will witness the Ganga Aarti also. And then they will visit Subramanyam Bharati House, Sankar Math at Varanasi. And there will be academic session in BHU campus. After that, they will go to Prayagraj, wherein they will have a dip in Sangam. And then they will visit Sankar Mandapam, Hanuman Temple. Further on, they will go to Ayodhya, wherein they will visit the Ram Temple. So after that, they will come back and they will have a visit to the Museum of Trade Facilitation Center at Varanasi. After that, they will return back to their originating point. So this entire journey has been planned in such a way that their experience would be a memorable one. There is a group of 50 teachers who have come in the very first group and who are going to stay for the rest 15 days over here. And they have been assigned 50 schools of Varanasi district, wherein they will go and they will share their Tamil culture and language with the students of Varanasi area. Apart from that, there is Sage Agastya Vehicle Expeditions, and it has started today from Tamil Nadu. It will reach Varanasi on 10th of December, and they will stop at different locations in between, wherein they will share their experiences, they will talk about the Tamil culture, they will talk about the Tamil language and all. And IRCTC is making significant role in making this entire exercise successful.
Mr. Sinha, lastly, I would like to understand how important it is to have a good arrangement on the logistics front to ensure the success when it comes to Kashi Tamil Sangamam. So how important it is to ensure that there is no disruption in the logistics?
Railways and IRCTC playing very important role into it by providing special trains for this purpose. Yeah, marking coaches for those participants, then ensuring their booking in terms of all the facilities on board, their food arrangements on board, and when they deboard at Varanasi, so they're comfortable stay in Varanasi at a good hotel. Day-long itinerary is there for all the participants. IRCTC team remains there with all the group and they try to ensure that they go to visit all the places, all the programs in time, and they are in fact exposed, and wherever they have any problem, the IRCTC team comes up to solve them and they coordinate with all the associated agencies, ministries, so that there should not be any difficulty in getting this program through successfully.
In fact, Professor Suresh, one very interesting thing here is that there will be exhibitions showcasing handlooms, handicrafts, ODOP products, books and traditional cuisine, like it has been in past as well. So do you think that the government is trying to encourage the products from different states by putting up these exhibitions?
Well, I don't look at it just as commercialization. You see, today there is no part of the country where dosa and idli we are not familiar with. Today the southern style of wearing dhoti has become very common up north. We all watch dubbed movies from south, particularly Tamil Nadu. Actors like Rajinikanth, Dhanush, they are all very favorite with viewers up north. So when you promote the local cuisines, when you promote the local culture, it is about deepening relationship, and certainly, yes, the objective may not be economic, but it has economic outcomes also. They may have long-term commercial outcomes, but the objective is to bring about closer unity, solidarity, and the nation's integrity. That is far more important.
Thank you so much, Professor Suresh, for sparing your valuable time and joining us for Spotlight tonight.
Thank you.
And thank you so much, Mr. Sinha.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on Kashi Tamil Sangamam 4.0. The participants were K.G. Suresh, Socio-Cultural Analyst, and Ajit Kumar Sinha, Chief Regional Manager, IRCTC North Zone, Lucknow. Moderator was Deeksha Saxena, Akashwani Correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289-094044.
Spotlight.